listening to the sermon podcast of Dan Roschke, pastor of Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Fairfax, Virginia. For more information about Bethlehem, visit our website at blclife.org. But now, here's Pastor Dan and his sermon for today.
Risen Christ, on this Easter morning, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of each one of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, for you are our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Growing up in Houston, Texas. Anybody from Texas here? I grew up in Houston. Anybody ever been to Houston? What a lovely place. I left. I went to California. Growing up in Houston, Texas, we always used to have this is one good thing about Texas. We had a 2-week spring break, and it was always during Holy Week and then this week that's coming, this first week of Easter. Sorry, everybody, a lot of people at Fairfax County Schools, you have to go back to school tomorrow. So we had 2 weeks. We had this whole next week off, not to rub it in or anything. Back then for me, this meant that the first week of spring break was, frankly, all about church. At least the later part of the week, at night, we would go to all the church services. We would go to Monday, Thursday. We would go to hours and hours of Good Friday worship. I loved it all, I promise. I remember on Monday, Thursday, actually, I would go home scared and sad, because the church did such a good job of kind of recreating the story. And I would even cry myself to sleep on Thursday night as we ran out into the darkness. As a little boy, I would even think about all the ways that even I betray Jesus. Good Friday was a pretty intense day too, although it was a little bit more somber. Even at home, we were pretty quiet all day on Good Friday. I shared this on Good Friday here. My mom would actually come through the house announcing to my brothers and I what was happening to Jesus at this hour. Should come into the room, talk about a buzzkill, should come into the room at 9 o'clock and say, you know, guys, this is the time that Jesus was taken before Pontius Pilate. I'm like, oh, wow, yeah. And then at 10 o'clock, should come in an hour later and should say, you know, this is when Jesus was given the crown of thorns and he was brought before the crowd. At about 11 o'clock, should interrupt our, just trying to enjoy our spring break here, you know, should come in and should say, guys, this is when the crowd shouted, crucify him, crucify him. And now he's walking down that way to Golgotha to be crucified at noon. She rehearsed the events to me like she was a biblical scholar. Even though later in life I went and I didn't quite see things matching up, like she had told me, that didn't matter. That didn't matter. She was remembering the story for us as children. She was putting that passion story together for us. Saturday for us was kind of a quiet day too. Although Saturday was when we started packing our suitcases. I always had trouble going to sleep on Holy Saturday night last night. I'd go to bed actually thinking about Jesus being raised from the dead. I was actually kind of in the biblical text because it was so much a part of that week. I'd be thinking about how strange and confusing. It's a little creepy to think about that. I was also excited and anticipatory with all the activities of Easter morning. Even more, to be honest with you all, I'd go to bed excited about Easter Sunday afternoon. Because on Easter Sunday afternoon, we would pack our packed bags into the back seat of our little station wagon, and we would drive out on I-10, or as they say in Texas, I-10, and would go out across eastern Texas and into Louisiana. We aimed to get all the way to Biloxi, Mississippi on Easter Sunday night because, you see, we were going to Disney World for the rest of spring break. It wasn't every year that we got to do this, but those few years that we headed out for Disney were the best as a kid. What I'm thinking about this Easter morning is remembering. I'm remembering before you all some of the things in my childhood. Interesting thing would happen. When I would finally fall asleep on Holy Saturday, somehow in the haze and the dreams of sleep, I would forget what the next day had in store, that Easter Sunday. All this good stuff was coming for us on Easter Sunday, Maybe you've had this moment too. When I woke up between, you know, we had church on Sunday, which was always actually a blast, and then we had all this vacation that's coming up, I would still forget for just a moment what was in store that day. Have you ever had that moment when you're awake? You're physically awake, but you haven't really come to yet. It happened to me even just this morning. I woke up, and it just takes a little second, like, oh, this is the day, right? You haven't remembered what's in store for you. That moment can last a couple seconds, like it did for me as a kid. And that moment can last for years. How we can forget. We can forget the stories that have brought us up to this point. We can forget the blessings that are right in front of us all the time. How we can forget the relationships that mean the most to us because we're so busy running and running all the time. It's like we're in some kind of a haze. How we forget the words that matter. We hear good words that matter all the time. I hope those words are spoken and sung all the time in this place. How we can forget those words that really matter and give life, because all the words that try to drain life out of us, drain joy out of us, there's lots of those words too. How we can forget the forgiveness, the grace, the peace, and the invitation that God so plainly and lovingly has for us and for everyone on this Easter morning and always. If the opposite of forgetting is remembering, then maybe we should call forgetting dismembering. Everything falls apart when we forget. Isn't that what seemed to happen in our Passion narrative this Holy Week? And in our worship, too, it almost seemed like things fell apart on Monday, Thursday. Here we ran out, just unfinished. We've had so many services where we leave in silence. It's getting irritating to me. We just sort of unfinished. It's like things are just falling apart. Everything is dismembered. But then there's that moment. There's that moment, that light that sparks when we come to and remember. Oh, yeah. You know that moment? The disciples in our Easter story, they were awake in the story. They were walking around. They were out and about. The women disciples, namely, were even up at the tomb. But they hadn't come to yet. They hadn't had that moment. The women at the tomb had forgotten. They had dismembered. And then the other 11 disciples had forgotten. They had dismembered. Peter himself was awake. But he was dismembered. Easter is the day and the season, 50 days, of remembering. Consider doing an activity of remembering during these 50 days of Easter. An activity of remembering, maybe it's scrapbooking. Pull out the old pictures, look through them, remember the stories that have brought you to this point. Maybe it's recording some family stories. Someone in your family or something. Think about doing some sort of a project that's about remembering as a way of celebrating Easter. Maybe review your Bible stories. That's really a scrapbook of your family stories, right? Remembering is Easter business, friends in Christ. Even more than eggs and baskets and chocolate and bunnies and dresses and ties, which are all fantastic and big business, but remembering is the real Easter business. And it's the angels who call us back to memory again and again. And once again, they give us a new song today. Angels in Luke's gospel are always giving us a new song. Do you remember the song at Christmas time? This is a Christmas congregation, Bethlehem. Remember that song the angels sang at Christmas time? Glory to God in the highest. And today, it's like they're singing another song. Why do you seek the living among the dead? Set it to music in your head. Why do you seek the living among the dead? He's not here. He's risen. Remember how he told you? Oh, yeah! That's right! I love it when our kids remember something. their little faces just change. There's that moment that their faces change. And there's even a physical response. When they remember what we're doing later this afternoon or what we're going to do tomorrow, it's like they shake, right? Micah, Katie, is like, yeah! They jump up and down. The remembering actually has a physical effect on your whole body. I'm sure that happened to me too, that Easter morning when we were headed out to Disney as a child. Oh, yeah! This is what happens to us too when we say this wonderful ancient Easter greeting. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. This is like us saying together, oh yeah, that's right. It's like we forgot it at some level. Can't you just see it happening to Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary, the mother of James, and the other women who were with them? Oh yeah, they must have said at the tomb. They ran out to tell the others. They went out to tell the men, and no comment there. They didn't get it right away. They said it was an idle tale, but eventually, they got it too. Oh yeah, they said it. And you see Peter? Peter was probably the most suspicious about all this stuff, all these stories going around. So he went to go see for himself. He went back to the tomb. He went in. He bent down to look into the tomb. All he saw were the grave clothes. And then it came. He had that moment. Oh, yeah! Friends in Christ, Easter is about remembering. Christ's resurrection is about our being put back together by God. It's like the light bulb goes on, and we are remembered as we remember. We are remembered by God even as we forget. This is our God, conquering death so that we might be put back together. This is our God, forgiving our sins so that we may now turn and love one another, forgive one another in response. This is our God, remember, being put back together. Easter is about remembering so that we may go and tell our sisters and brothers, all our friends who have been forgotten, who have forgotten themselves, so that we may go and go to those places where dismembering has taken place. So many places in our world where things have fallen apart, where lives are lost and stories are lost. And joy is lost. Christ rises from the grave so that stories can be told anew. Lives can be restored. Hearts can be put back together. And joy finds us this day and forevermore. This grace and mercy, this new life is ours because of Christ Jesus. The risen Christ is the spark that lights the fire of faith. The Easter fire that burns in our hearts and kindles our imaginations and our courage to go and be the disciples of Jesus for this new day. The flame of love and welcome rises from this altar and flows from this baptismal font. It flows from this holy book and it flows from us, this community of Christ. We are the body of Christ. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Let's try that again. Oh yeah! Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. Now don't forget it.
At Bethlehem Lutheran Church, thank you for listening. Check us out again soon. And to learn more about our national church body, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, visit elca.org. Goodbye for now, and remember, God's outpouring of grace and peace never runs dry. Here's to a new day.
Evangelical? That was terrible. To learn more about our national church body...
Start over.
Okay.
Is that hard?
No. Not really.
Pretty easy?
Yeah.
You're good at it.